These are the Broad Ministry announcements for November 11th, 2018. Please join me in praying for the family of Salvo Sheba. Salvo is a student of mine in my focused selling implementation in my career, and he died of a heart attack on the way home to Italy. He was 48 years old. He had a wife and a 12-year-old son. And there were four doctors on the plane, and they couldn't revive him. So Salvo was the June Murphy equivalent in this class. He was the guy that from day one, every time he said anything to me, I was teasing him. And he had just the perfect response every time. He's just a beautiful man, a lovable guy with a beautiful smile. And he will definitely be a person that will be imprinted in my heart for all time. So please join me in praying for the family, because especially his 12-year-old son is going to have a lot of difficulty with this. I think there was some congenital heart disease in his family because his dad died early. And he was in perfect shape. I mean, he was a swimmer and a runner and really took care of himself. And so, you know, our God knows why the shortness of days. And every time we see somebody die, that's perfection. Yet, you know, for those of us who are left behind, you know, we scratch our heads and we miss them and, you know, we wonder. So I look forward to seeing him again in heaven. And I appreciate you praying along with me and grieving along with me for him and his family. Happy birthday to Cindy Christensen up in the Pacific Northwest, the cloudy place. Happy birthday, Cindy. And happy birthday to our good friend Janice West. November 10th, that was yesterday. And then happy birthday to Pastor John Farley. Just since we didn't do it in the regular kind of, well, we did it real early, so now we're going to do it late too. And also, happy birthday to, I had those numbers transposed, right? So, so Deacon Denny is the second, so I have them backwards, I think, on my, Deacon, you're the sixth, right? Yes, I had it backwards on the notes, so sorry. Don't be messing with my notes, man. He's editing my notes up here. Messing with my script. But happy birthday. Did you have a good one?
Yeah,
good. Number 42. I love it. So, no face-to-face teaching December 9th, December 30th, and now January 20th. Please get that one on the schedule. And, of course, the lesson will be posted. So you guys will get that on the calendar, right?
Yeah.
And then our next elders meeting is December 15th from 7:30 to 9. Thank you to Rick Stoddard. So Rick not only has gotten us into a position to get some Google AdWords, but he's also gotten us a meeting to talk to somebody about how we get grant funding. And grant funding for things like just normal operations, which is great. And so, Rick, really appreciate that very much. And then thanks also to Denise Jones. So one of the, you know, when I look back on this year at Barah Ministries, we've awakened from our slumber. You know, we've moved from asleep to aware. And I think Denise is most definitely the person in the congregation who has initiated a lot of things that have really just given us some legs as a ministry. And we really appreciate it. She's got her nose in everything. And, you know, so, you know, we'll be going down one track and she'll say, yeah, that's a good track. Oh, how about this? And then how about this? And then how about this? And, you know, my head's on a swivel, but that's exactly what you would want. As a pastor, you want a congregation that's engaged and a congregation that's helping to grow the ministry, because we've got the message of the Word of God in pretty good form here. And now the issue is just getting that message in front of people, getting the message of Jesus, getting the message of his thinking, which is the Bible, and then getting the message of Barah Ministries is a place you can belong. And doing that with people who have a society that now has the attention span of a grape is a challenge. But I think these things that we're going to be doing on social media will start to get us in a position to really take advantage of the phone, which is where you have to meet people these days. But thank you, Denise, for your diligent work on behalf of your pastor and on behalf of the ministry. It is not overlooked, and it's greatly appreciated, even though it doesn't get said all the time. But it's greatly appreciated. And anyway, you know, I've been a pastor for 20 years. I've gotten one pastor appreciation day that lasted about 2 hours. So, you know, you got about, 18 years to go at least before we appreciate you officially. But yes, it did. She initiated the Pastor Appreciation Day. All the rest of my good friends here couldn't give a brother a day. All right, thank you. appreciate the feedback. All right, Amazon Smile. So Barah Ministries got a $10.94 deposit into our account for Amazon Smile. That means that whoever is part of Amazon Smile has bought roughly $100,000 worth of stuff for us to get that $10,000. But please sign up for Amazon Smile, especially now during the Christmas holidays, because you'll probably be doing a lot of Amazon stuff. And they contribute an amount whenever you use the Amazon Smile website and purchase things. And it's really easy to put this into your browser and then just go in there. And whenever you order on Amazon Smile, and then we get a nice benefit from it. And that's a really valuable thing. After the service today, we will have our prayer power circle, where we will be praying for the petitions and intentions of ourselves and others. So please join us. And those are the Barah Ministry announcements for November 11th, 2018.